relax and get loose while I put you up on game. The Figure Booth with Josh and Nate, this that podcast for those in the know. Batman vs Iron Man, how would it go? We talking one of a kind, collectibles, Mezco toys are respectable. It's unacceptable if it's not in the packaging. Nate don't take pics if you ain't rapping it. Nate's dirty tricks are always happening, but damn it, man, don't you be stressing. Round here we believe in plastic confessions. We trying to figure out the figures that's gonna stand the test of time. That G.I. Joe handmade hit me in the spine. There's perfection in the way that these toys are made. But I also wanna know, do I pick Wade or Slade? So this is where I come to kick it with the guys. The Figure Booth, like, comment, and subscribe.
Welcome to the Figure Booth, here where we talk about the modern day collector and the ups and downs that they face. We go over pre-orders, we share our weekly hauls known as Plastic Confessions, and we do interviews with those in the toy community. I'm your host, Josh, aka Prime to the First, and I'm joined by none other than, y'all know him as Nasty Nate, Figure Fan underscore Nate. Say hello, Nate.
Hey guys, this is Nate, and you've reached episode 77, which we're calling Hold the Door.
Hold the door. Just hold it. Whoa, Hordor.
Hold the door. Hold the door.
Yeah, don't let it go. Why hold the door?
We're talking about Game of Thrones all episode, right?
That's it. We're recapping all, how many seasons? Six, eight, nine?
Six or seven. I can't remember now. There's one that I want to forget, which is the last one.
Most of us do.
Yeah.
Sad. But no, we're not going to recap Game of Thrones.
No, don't end it yet. You're like, oh, Game of Thrones, I'm done. No. Don't do that. We're not talking about Game of Thrones. We're talking about gatekeeping.
And that's been, I would say, like a hot word that I've been hearing on a lot of streams. I've been jumping in and out of streams like here and there. And I'm always hearing that term. And also like just in the Discords, I've seen it in some of the Facebook groups. Mm-hmm. It has a negative connotation to it right now.
It does.
It stinks. I think it's like the Spider-Man saying, with great power comes great responsibility. That's and true. Right now there's like a dark cloud over gatekeeping.
Yeah, it's definitely a passionate topic for some people. Some people are very against the idea of gatekeeping because it's restricting access to certain things, or it's, some people view it as taking away their free speech. Mm-hmm. Other people are very pro gatekeeping to try to protect a community or protect the spread of information.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of, I don't think me and Prime are really taking a stance one way or the other. It's more just analyzing, hey, this is why gatekeeping could be good. And these are other reasons why maybe it's not so great.
Yeah, for sure. And I think like three ideas, and we probably won't do them all in order, but we'll kind of touch on them, is like, we'll talk about gatekeeping, how it affects the algorithm, because you can see if you're in certain groups, you'll see some stuff and you won't see other stuff. And I've seen some things where, you know, things get posted and things don't get posted, but we'll talk about that algorithm. We'll talk about gatekeeping and it's ethical. Like I think it's a big topic to kind of dissect and really take a look at it, because when you talk about someone's being ethical and their ethics and stuff like that, it's, I think that's a very difficult value to define. It's easy to define, I should say, but it's really hard to put to the test, because, you know, being ethical is always doing the right thing, especially when no one's looking. And most of us, we always do the right thing when everyone's looking, but when everyone turns their back, that's the easiest to be like, no one's watching me. Like, I'm going to snag this free pin, or I'm going to snag this button that is not free, or the cash register is open, I'm going to take these $5.
Right.
Instead of, you know, the cashier turned around, cash register opened up, let's just close it. I mean, there's so many different examples, but a lot of us have been put in a place or in a position where no one's watching, and did we or did we not do the right thing? So we'll talk, you know, gatekeeping and ethical. And then another topic we will try to hit on is the transparency in regards to like gatekeeping. You know, how does it play within the community? Like you said, a lot of people are one side or the other, versus where they see it as those individuals that have the keys to the gate, they're not being transparent, where maybe their intentions are to try to keep the information as accurate as possible. So they're acting as a filter. Well, sometimes with the filter, you know, that diffuses everything. So sometimes the information is diffused.
Yeah. And I like how you're breaking it down into ethics too. You know, because like you said, ethics is doing the right thing even when people aren't looking. And that makes me think of people in their online personas.
Right.
You know what I mean? People that, and I've talked about this before, where I felt like there needs to be some kind of, I don't know, registry where you have to say like, hey, this is who I am. Not that I can go and find that info or Prime can go and find that, if you, but you're saying like, this is who I am. This is going to be my ID on YouTube or on Instagram. All that I'm trying to get to the point of that is like, you have to be responsible for yourself. And I feel like when people have some kind of online persona where it's some random name that nobody really knows who you are, you've got a picture that doesn't identify who you are, you tend to get a bit more brave in not being ethical, because it's to Prime's point, people aren't looking. This is my version of people not looking at who I am. They don't really know who I am. So I can be whatever I want.
Right.
And if I want to act like an asshole in this group, I can do that and nobody can really do anything about it.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I mean, like, even taking it further, like, we've all seen like shady stuff go down and then people are putting DMs up on blast. And I think that's the one place where most of us, if we're going to fall, we're going to be falling into DMs. Like, you know, take a look at your own DMs. And if those get put on blast, would you be like, eh, like, I didn't say anything that's out of the norm. Put my DMs on blast and you're going to see, I still talk shit about Mario all the time. Or, you know, me and 78 points, we go at it. And he's sending a bunch of like explicit stuff and I'm telling him to keep him coming. Like, it's stuff like that. It's like, hey, there's no hiding it.
Yeah, come to me. I can prove it.
it's that consistency. It's so consistent where it's like, it doesn't break my character and I'm not going to act one way in the public eye or when the light's on, and versus like, oh, in the DMs, I'm going to be a completely different person and just like talk smack, or I don't know. It just, to me, it's like, it doesn't make sense. And it's probably because it's so easy. And that's the thing. Like, if it's easy to do it, then why not? But oftentimes for me personally, it's like the hard decision is usually the right decision.
Yeah. Right. It's easy to be an asshole. It's hard to be the positive guy all the time, or the one that wants to challenge others because they're saying something that they don't agree with.
What's the anti-asshole? Not asshole?
Non-a-hole? I don't know. What do you call that? I got to be careful what I say,
especially
like that last episode.
Hey, kudos to everybody who spread the love. We had so many comments.
We did.
We had like 30 comments and 25 of those from our unofficial commentator, 78 points of articulation. But awesome. You guys came out and showed the love on our episode of love. So if you haven't catched that, go back. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you want more of. Tell us how you guys spent your V-Day. That was a fun episode.
It was. It was a lot of fun. We're talking about Love and Plastic, episode 76. Go check that out. We definitely had a lot of fun. We appreciate all those comments for sure.
Yeah.
Just a quick recap. If you don't know what gatekeeping is.
Yeah, let's break it down.
It's someone or something that takes it upon themselves to decide who or what does not have access or rights to a community. And you can think of this like Discord groups.
Yeah.
Or Facebook groups.
Yeah.
A lot of the times, and I know this because I'm part of one too, I'm an admin in the Figure Collective, but we've had to start putting in some kind of rule acceptance step. So you come into the group, you have to type in accept to accept the rules of the server and be entered into it, because we've had so many issues with people that come in and we don't know who they are.
Yeah.
And start acting like a fool in the group and doing stupid things, end up kicking them out. So now it's more of, okay, you come in here, read the rules of the server, which these aren't strict rules. They're just basically treat everybody with respect. If you're going to sell something, make sure you can prove it's yours, that type of thing. Make you accept that and then come into it. So that is a form of gatekeeping in a way,
right?
Because we're choosing who can come in and who can't. And we can also choose who gets to leave. So I feel like sometimes people view that as a negative thing because rather than understanding why we're really trying to gatekeep, they're taking it as a way of, well, you're just discriminating against me because of something else that's happened.
Because I'm hella shady in my DMs.
Yeah, because I'm hella shady. Or this guy says that I shorted him on a figure. Well, you can't prove that. You know what I mean? Right. It's like, well, I got to go off what I know. And unfortunately, I trust this guy more than I trust you. So,
yeah. And, you know, to a certain extent, like, if anywhere you go, there's some sort of gatekeeping or, like, fraud prevention, it's to kind of eliminate those threats, you know? I've seen it sometimes on certain groups and Facebook where the moderators are just, like, deleting the posts. And you can see the extreme examples where it's either, like, these spam posts or these posts that are just looking to stir the pot. And at the end of the day, you have to remind yourself, it's a group, it's an online group or an online community, but it's usually most of us join these communities to distract ourselves for a quick moment and be like, hey, let me be with like-minded individuals who also like this hobby. Like, we like to talk about Marvel Legends, or the group is Mezco. We like to talk about Mezco. So why go into this online community and then just to stir the pot, just to piss off, like, you know, some people do like to see the world just burn, but it's like, in that sense, I can agree with the gatekeeping. And I've seen some posts where they just come in and I'm like, oh man, this is going to get out of hand. And it's that one post and it has like 100 comments already. And then the admin has to come in and just kind of shut it down. And I'm like, that's, to me, that doesn't make any sense. Like that's wasting a lot of energy.
Right. Yeah. And I've seen recently with the launch of Savage Crucible, I'm in the Mythic Legion's Cabal, and something happened when Savage Crucible started to launch. People were posting it in the group, and those posts were being deleted almost immediately.
Yeah.
Somebody in the admin team was saying, hey, we're not talking about Savage Crucible here.
Yeah.
There's probably some past there that I don't know about, and I'm not trying to speculate.
Right.
The only thing I thought that was weird about that is that I've seen other posts with Mezco's, with McFarlane's, with other companies that make toys. So why specifically single out Savage Crucible?
Yeah.
And some people were asking that question, and you see other people like, well, we wouldn't try to sell this toy company here. It's like, but I've seen other toy companies in here.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to stir the pot, and I'll respect the rule. I'm just trying to understand why all of a sudden this is a problem.
Yeah.
You know? So I think in that aspect, people can view it negatively, where
of course
somebody's behind the scenes, like, I don't want this being talked about. This is okay. You know, you feel like you're over censoring or you're silencing legitimate voices.
Right.
You know, because venting is okay.
Right.
That should be allowed. Or talking about another toy line in a group is okay, but not trying to sell it. You know, if that's a problem, if you're trying to sell your own toy line in this other toy line group, maybe that you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah. But
having a legitimate conversation and having legitimate questions and just people that have concerns, if you're trying to silence that, I feel like that's a problem, because you're trying to control the narrative to a point where you're creating your own narrative and not letting other people voice their concerns.
No,
like that's where a lot of the cons come from.
Yeah. And I think that brings up the other point that we're just trying to remind those to keep in mind when we talk about gatekeeping, is like, one is the intent and what type of narrative they're trying to create, but then, are they being transparent? Like, are they giving those the opportunity to have that conversation? And I think that's where it really lies. Like, is there transparency? Because I was in this Reddit group, man, years ago, and I had posted a shot I took, and I put some of my arcades, and it was really just like a toy. I think it was like a toy pick group, and it like blew up. A bunch of people like, oh, and then I got a bunch of questions about like, where did I get the arcades? Did I make them? So then I was just responding to all the questions, and then all of a sudden I got banned, and I was like, what happened? They're like, you can't sell. Didn't you read the rules? You can't sell your stuff. And I'm like, I'm legitimately answering the questions that they're like, hey, did you? I'm like, yes, I made them. And then I move on. Yes, I made, like, I responded so many times. I'm like, yes. And then I dropped my link. I'm like, well, if I got, I don't know, more than 10 people like, hey, did you make them? Did you make them? Did you make them? You know, where did you get? And I dropped my link, and then I got banned. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, why can't we have a, why can't you be transparent or be like, hey, strike one, like, just don't, I don't know, like, address it. Just be transparent about it. that to me was very like gatekeeping, where they just completely shut it down, and it left such a bad taste in my mouth. I was like, F it. I'm like, hardly ever. I think I deleted Reddit off my phone at that moment too, and I haven't been on there since. So it's, yeah, it's,
I think, yeah, it's an important point. Like you're talking about with transparency. If you're going to have guidelines, they should be clear, consistent. Right. Everybody, you know, there's a clear spot where you can read the guidelines, or somebody's told you, this is how you act. This things you say, yeah. Don't do this. This is okay. You need to be able to understand how that works and how certain content gets either promoted or deleted, so that you can understand those rules going into it. But if in Prime's example, if he's just trying to answer questions about somebody that's interested in what he's doing, not that he's creating a sales post.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's not really being clear with your guidelines. Cause like, I'm not selling anything here. Uh-uh. If people have legitimate interest in the things that I create, I can't stop them from asking me questions.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm trying to sell it, but maybe I will get a couple of sales because people are interested in my products. So I feel like that can get definitely very messy.
Right.
And I can see that's where gatekeeping kind of starts to fall apart.
Right. Because it goes back to your point. Like if you're trying to control the exposure of certain lines, whether you agree with them or you don't, you have to remind yourself, like, the gatekeeping role should be unbiased, and you should be able to take a step back and look at the entire picture. Again, with great power comes with great responsibility. It's a super cheesy line, but I think it really holds a lot of value, because you really have to have perspective. You got to have insight to be able to see, all right, this can't impact me on a personal level. It can't. Right. So let me remove myself from what's being presented, but how does it benefit the community or the greater good? Like, is this going to be a good contribution for the community, and everyone's going to be able to have a healthy conversation around it? Right. Or are we promoting the hobby again? Is it, and kind of look at the precedent that's been set. Have we been promoting other companies, Mezco, you know, and other certain lines like that? Okay. If the answer is yes, then why not allow this other company to be presented as well? And just in the manner that's being presented, you know, it's a positive tone. Unless they're bashing the company, like, okay, that's when the gatekeeping should come on. Be like, okay, let's, like, our rules are not to bash companies here. Or maybe we have a certain section. All the bashers or all the bashing can happen over here on this different thread. And then we can just bash the crap out, and like, you guys can just, like, it's like those rage rooms. You can just go there and just rage out, and everyone there can just rage out, and then come back. And when the Xanax kicks in, you can just come back and relax, come back and chill with us.
Once everybody's a little bit more happy, you can come back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but I think it's a valid point. And like you said, you have to have great responsibility if you're going to try to run a room like that and keep it legitimate and keep it honest. You got to treat everybody the same, and you got to have those guidelines set up front so that everybody understands what they're coming into, what the rules are, and don't change them on the fly. Cause that's when people start questioning your validity and, you know, your legitimacy, like, well, this guy's just making up the rules as he goes, cause he doesn't like what I'm saying. I think that's where gatekeeping can be really good, because it assists in limiting the spread of misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you have to be careful that you don't impact free speech. For instance, if I was a very avid Mezco collector, which I am, and I created a Mezco group, and somebody came in and said, my Conan biceps are fused, and I've had issues with a past figure, Mezco is, I'm starting to think more that Mezco is trash, you know? That's that guy's personal opinion. He's entitled to that. And because maybe I don't agree with it, saying like, well, Mezco's not trash, it's the best company in the world, you know, that kind of thing. Like, I've seen that happen before. That shouldn't be a reason for kicking someone out. You know, he's just voicing his concerns, and that maybe he doesn't like Mezco anymore because of the issues that he's had. On the other side of that, I've seen people say things like, these pre-orders are getting delayed. Mezco's just stealing my money. Mm-hmm. Or Mezco's using this money to fund their other figures. The fact is, you have no clue what you're talking about.
Oh, that's the best.
You know, you don't own a toy company.
Yeah.
you know, you don't have experience in how production works. A lot of people tend to forget that the pandemic happened and they don't want to use that as an excuse anymore. Yeah. When I see stuff like that, I can't help myself but get involved sometimes, like just to make sure what you're saying is your opinion, right? And it's not based in any kind of fact, because you're making it sound like it's fact. I think people really have this thing where they want to say something and they want everybody to believe them. They're not really backing it up with any factual information. But if you get enough people on board that are like, yeah, that's what's happening, it becomes fact within the group. Right. And that really bothers me. So I feel like that's where gatekeeping can really help, by stopping these guys that are just trying to spread hate. You know, it shouldn't be a hateful thing. It should be based in fact.
Yeah. Opinions are like a-holes. Like, everyone has them, but sometimes we don't want to see them or hear about them.
Everyone has one, and they usually stink. For talking about,
I didn't want to go down that route, but I'm glad you went down that route. I'll follow you.
America, yeah, Team America, man.
And it's just like, man, it to me, it's hilarious how some people think their opinion is fact.
Yes.
And there's no room for, it's very black and white. It is very black and white. And if anything that I've learned in my time here on this planet is that not a lot of things in life are black and white. There is so much gray. We kind of live and work, and you go through life kind of in the gray, and there's a lot of fog, and you got to figure shit out. So when a lot of times you've come up to this opinion and you're like, yep, it's facts, black, this is the way it is, boom. And you're like, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, because there's so many other scenarios or case by case experiences that I've gone through where I'm like, you know, that hasn't been my experience. So when it's always like it's always or never, those type of statements is kind of just head scratching to me. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Right. Yeah. Unless you work at Mezco, you shouldn't be talking about what's going on behind the scenes in the Mezco offices, because you really have no clue. You're just kind of assuming.
I mean, you can put any company's name. I know we mentioned Mezco, but like even Hasbro, like, and it's always like the rant is always like, oh, they always do this, or customer service always. I'm like, always? Really? You probably forgot about that time where they did accommodate you, or, you know, I spent some time in retail and stuff, and I would always love when customers would come up and be like, you guys are always rude, or there's always a line. I'm like, really? Because yesterday at 3 o'clock, there was nobody in here. You should have came in yesterday. You know, it's like,
right.
It's not always. It is not always.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah. One of my first jobs at a credit card company.
Yeah.
And I was working at the call center, and the guy's like, you're always blocking my charges. I'm like, you know, 2 hours ago, you bought some Starbucks. Did we block that charge? You know?
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
You guys are always bouncing my checks. No, we only bounce them when you don't have any money.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Take it with a grain
of
salt.
And that happens to be always.
Right. Yeah. And then they take that and run with it. They're like, don't put your money with them. They'll just block your charge. Like, okay. Well, you're taking your bad experience probably because you had something going on, and then or maybe you did something wrong, and then magnifying it into this huge problem with this company.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, you know, obviously we're getting on a tangent here with stuff like that, but we're just, to circle it back around, I think that's why gatekeeping sometimes happens. Exactly. That's why you have these specific groups with admins that are running them to make sure that the guidelines of that group are being followed, and you're not letting toxic people in there that don't really deserve to be there, because their only goal is to spread hate and misinformation.
You know? And I wouldn't even say they don't deserve to be there. I would say the group doesn't deserve that type presence. You know, it's, they can, they'll find their own group. They will. They'll find their own place. Everyone has, like, every pot has their lid. My mom would always tell me every pot has their lid. So it's like, they'll find their spot. It's just sometimes the gatekeeper's role is to kind of just, I don't know, keep the animosity to a certain level. Cause usually the rules stay, hey, our animosity is like at a 5% only. So if you come in really heated, we're probably not going to accept your kind. We're not ragers. So just go find a raging group where I'm sure they're out there. Like, people love to talk trash about anybody and anything. It was funny, a couple of months ago, some guy on Twitter, like, he left this crazy ass comment on one of my tweets, and I was like, huh. And at first I wanted to react, but then I sat back and I was like, wait, this seems very off. Like, he's never commented on anything. never like he liked it, but then he commented and it was like a direct jab. Like, I forgot what he said. I even forgot because I just chuckled. But then I went on his page and like all his comments were like that. And he was commenting all sorts. It wasn't just like action figure stuff. It was like he was taking on all of Twitter. And it was just like, oh, you're trash. Like, oh, you're a crappy artist. Oh, you can't even draw a straight line. Like, he was commenting on that. That's all it was. And even like artists or even big companies. Like, I think he even commented like on a Walmart or something. Like, oh, you guys always have long lines. You guys suck. Your return. Like, oh, I'm like, this guy's taking on everybody. Like,
yeah, he's mad at the world.
I'm like, dude, I'm tired just reading some of these tweets. I'm like, I got a good chuckle, but I'm exhausted. I don't know how you do this 24/7. So good luck to that guy.
Yeah, it takes a lot of a lot of effort to be like that.
He made me laugh for a good like 2 minutes. So. He didn't get the reaction he wanted out of me. I was just like, cool. I think I gave him a cool story, bro, or something, or a thumbs up maybe.
He needed to take a nap or something, but cool. I said that to somebody on, I think they responded to my post one time, and I was like, you need to take a nap. And then they reported me to Instagram because they said I was being hateful.
You're like, I just said a nap.
Right. People, that's another thing. People can give it, but they certainly can't take it.
Oh, hey, somebody give her some more takers. If you can give it, you got to be able to take it too, to Nasty Nate.
Yeah.
If you're going to give it, you better take it. 2023 quote from Nate.
I'm going to just put that as my new, tagline on Instagram. Man.
If you can.
But it's true. If you got to, you reap what you sow.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's true.
And, kind of focusing on gatekeeping and social media platforms, I think when you think about that, it doesn't have an algorithm, I think, is a form of gatekeeping.
Right.
Because that's determining what you see, what you don't see.
Yeah.
And I think one problem with algorithms in general is that there is no explanation as to how they work.
Yeah.
I think, why don't they tell us what goes into the algorithm? Right. What is so secretive about it on Instagram's platform or any social media that you, Twitter, whatever the case is? I'm just focusing on Instagram.
Yeah.
Why isn't that information up front and able to, why can't you ask questions about it? Why can't you understand what goes into it? I think that's weird that they don't,
they were just pushing those reels for a good moment and everybody got pissed. It's like, go back to the picture. And then it's like, reels are it. Like, that's it. Reels. And like, my algorithm is all jacked up. I haven't seen stuff from people that I still follow. And I was really active. I don't see none of their stuff. I'm like, it's crazy. Like, I don't even get the same satisfaction of looking at toy pictures unless it's like something that's been revealed brand new and everybody and their mom is posting it. That's the only, I'm like, okay. Yeah. But it's really tough to go back to what it used to be and enjoy. Like, for example, Trevor, like, he's active, but he's not top of mind that I consistently see his pictures. I have to go to his page every once in a while and be like, or I set the alerts when he posts. I got to take a quick, like even your stuff. I'll see it and I'm like, oh, cool. I like it. And I'm like, oh, he posted this like 3 days ago. I was like, God damn.
Right.
So that's what pissed me off. Like, I'm like, yeah, you're right. I don't what's the secret? So this way I can enjoy it more. And hey, if you explain, hey, this is how the algorithm works, then I'll be like, cool. I'll probably be on here more now because now I understand it. Again, it's like a level of understanding.
Yeah, exactly. You want your users to be educated in how it works, why certain content may get promoted, why certain content may get, I don't know, quote unquote, demoted. Mm-hmm. Why is it that things are happening the way they are? So then I can use the app more optimally.
Yeah.
Optimally, excuse me. I just don't see why there's this shield over that information.
The gatekeeping and behind the algorithm. Yeah,
exactly. Gatekeeping behind the information that makes up the algorithm. That just seems weird to me, especially when it controls so much of what I see on the app. And to Prime's point, I might not even see posts from people that I really care about. I'm getting these ads.
Yep. Yeah.
I think, and that's also a double-edged sword too. So with the algorithm, it's obviously paying attention to what you click on from your explore page or what you focus on, what you're spending time on. Cause as you click it, as you view things, the app's watching you. It's paying attention to whatever hashtags that you're clicking on, whatever the case is. I don't know how it works. I'm just trying to guess, but then you'll start seeing that stuff more and more and more.
Yep.
You know, I've heard people say, like, why don't I get all these naked girls in my feed? Well, yeah. Probably at some point, to be honest with you, you probably clicked on a half naked girl.
You clicked on one half naked girl, and there you go.
And Instagram saying, hey, you want to see more of that? Or, like, oh. you know, a post that says MoffX is stealing my money.
Yeah.
And then Instagram's like, okay, this guy likes this kind of content. Let me show him more of that. And it's just more of stuff reinforcing.
All it took was one reel of a golden doodle that my wife sent me. And now my feed is flooded with golden doodles. And right. I'm like, why am I getting all, like, I'm getting golden doodles, Yorkies. Like, now I'm like, I'm going to start a pet page. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
When we're looking for a puppy and that's it. Like, my feed is, yeah, it's so funny. We've been looking for a puppy. An addition, like, we have one and we have a dog and we wanted to add another one. And now my feed's like, it's either like Toddy Mac or like golden doodles or Yorkies and then Mafex and pugs. And I'm like, I'm so in my feed's like, again, I wish there was a way I can just clean it up where I'd be like, okay, right now I want to look at pups. All right. Now I want to look at action figures. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah. Me and my wife do that all the time. We're sharing posts, things that we find are funny, dogs.
Yeah. Dogs, that, naked chicks.
Like, sure. Hey, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Share everything.
Yeah. And of course it starts to show up in my feed more.
Yeah.
So I think if you want to limit that, then maybe just stop clicking on that kind of stuff. And that's easier said than done because we're exposed to it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're just curious. I want to see what this is about. And then it ends up being not what you think it is. You're like, oh crap. Whoa, and then you see that for the next 2 weeks.
What kind of party is this? Well, let me just back out.
Whoa. Hold on a second here. You guys listen to my last episode.
I'm not a giver or a taker. I'm out of here. They're like, who sent you? Did Nasty Nate send you? I'm like, no, I'm sorry. He just told me to click on the link, follow the directions.
I'm not doing anything tonight. You're the only one I'm doing tonight. Like, wait, whoops. I didn't mean it like that.
I'm like, why is there 12 of you here? What's going on?
Yeah.
Wow, you said you wanted the Dirty Dozen, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, man, just it's things crazy. Like that. You know, it's that algorithm's feeding what it thinks that you're interested in. The more you select that stuff, the more it's going to show it to you.
Yeah.
But having some education behind how that all works would be great.
That would be awesome. If they were just to kind of, again, like, I don't get the whole mystery behind, like, we can't share, we can't educate your creators, because a lot of like the content creators, if they were to really understand how the algorithm works, then they could use it to their benefit to maximize their exposure and really, like, take full advantage of, like, oh, okay, this is why, again, explaining the why behind it, why we want you guys to use Reels, this is how it works, or why we guys want you, why do we want content creators to do lives and stories and Reels and posts and polls and stuff, like, use all the resources, but here, let us explain to you the why behind it.
Right.
And a lot of places don't, like, if you don't start with the why, then it's not going to make any sense to the user.
Yeah, and a lot of the times you see people that are upset with how it's working. You know, why isn't my post getting the same amount of likes that it used to?
Yeah.
If there's some education about behind why, like, hey, we're prioritizing Reels right now. So if you post pictures, there's a good chance it's going to get suppressed.
Then
that would help out a lot of people.
What you brought up last time with the shadow banning, the hashtags, like, that was, like, there's so much. There's so much that we don't know. Again, all due to this so-called gatekeeping and the secrecy behind the algorithm. It's, come on, do the ethical thing and be transparent. All three topics, all in one, full circle.
Boom. I like how you done all the way back.
Yeah.
You know, let us know what your guys' thoughts are. I know we're just barely scratching the surface. There's a lot you can talk about with gatekeeping.
Yeah.
You know, I think I was watching Unparalleled and he's talking about it. He's like, you know, gatekeeping is not always a bad thing.
Yeah.
I think it helps in not spreading misinformation. And I totally agree with him.
Yeah.
But I can see the bad side of it too. Like,
we're talking about since you brought up Unparalleled, I'll bring up Dan Hu. I was on Dan Hu's stream live.
There you go.
And he was talking about gatekeeping. He's like, I'm not going to talk about it because it's such a negative, it has like a negative connotation to it. Can't even touch it. Don't even want to mention the word. Can't even say, like, it was. And again, it's not a bad thing, but people are automatically associated with it. And then Dan Hu's like, you know, F Unparalleled Universe. So I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Well, I think people. People assume it's a way of taking away their freedom of speech. And that's not what I think.
No.
I mean, if I want to almost say that's not what people are doing, but
yeah.
Proper gatekeeping shouldn't be like that.
Right.
You're not trying to take freedom of speech or difference of opinions. That's healthy conversation. You're just trying to limit the spread of misinformation or people that maybe aren't as supportive, aren't there for the right reasons.
Yeah.
that's really where it comes down to. I think it's being good or bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would love to hear you guys' thoughts about that. Mm-hmm. As you're hitting the like button for this episode, make sure that you leave a comment below and let us know your thoughts. Again, to Prime's point, we got a ton of great comments on that last episode. I'm glad you guys liked it. I'm glad I gave you guys some laughs unintentionally. but yeah, that was a lot of fun. Great topic, something that I wanted to focus on. But yeah, I want to hear from you guys too. What do you guys think about gatekeeping? The pros, the cons, do you hate it? Do you love it? Did you turn this episode off when you noticed that it was about gatekeeping?
Or did they turn on when they saw it was Hold the Door and they're like, ooh, they're going to talk about Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And then we catfished them.
Right. Exactly. This is no longer about Game of Thrones. Although the Hold the Door thing, if you're not familiar with that from Game of Thrones, you need to watch it because that just blew my mind in the show. Yeah. I was like, whoa, that's a big full circle.
Good moment.
Yeah. Before we go into other episodes, just a reminder about our schedule updates. Mm-hmm. We announced this on our last episode. We are bi-weekly now for the lives.
Yeah.
Our next one's going to be this coming Monday on the 20th. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be bi-weekly after that. So if you guys have wondered where we were last Monday, we did announce that ahead of time. But just reminding you guys again, that'll continue going forward.
We're so hopefully if this is pay week, we're following along. Every time you get paid, that Monday before the Friday that you get paid, boom, we'll be there. So
there you go. That's a great way to remember. Payday, new figure booth.
Yeah, it's like start the week right. This is pay week, and it's also figure booth for Motivational Monday, and then Friday I get paid. So there you go. We're trying to follow certain people's pay schedules, pay periods. That's what we're trying
to do. Yeah. Donate. Whenever we unlock those super chats, then you can start donating.
That's right. Then we're going to come for those checks.
Exactly. Give us all the money. speaking of coming for your checks.
Yeah.
Mezco is going through their...
Like we had it planned.
Right, pre-order time. Mezco's going for your wallets with some of their Toys Fair reveals.
Mezco.
I know. This is a love-hate relationship for Prime.
Yeah.
He's told us before he is done with Mezco.
I'm done.
I don't know if he's fully done with Mezco. We'll see.
I'm done.
But I showed you were showing us your Conan. I want to ask you real quick.
Yeah.
Do you have the fused bicep issue?
You know, as we were talking, I didn't even realize I realized he had bicep swivels. Mine, this one, it's fine. It swivels just fine. This other one, I was kind of messing with it. It's really tight. It's really, and I'm like, oh, it doesn't swivel. Like, it is real. It's fused.
Mine are both fused.
Like, so I have one that's good. But I'm like, why? Oh, at first I was like, when am I going to swivel his bike? But I'm like, oh, yeah, when you move his arm, duh. But that's how I don't really mess with. I don't mess that much with my Mezco. I just like get them out. All right, cool. And then pop them up on the shelf. Right. But yeah, this one, it is. It's like, I'm scared to mess with it. I've seen all the pictures of them breaking. And I'm like, how are these? But yeah, this bicep it's not going anywhere. I'm going to have to do the hot water treatment or something.
Yeah, I've one heard fused. It's a fairly common problem, unfortunately, with the fused bicep.
Why?
I don't know. There's speculation out there.
Yeah.
Speculation that they added the black wash fact, and it got it seeped into the joints and made it fuse. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but that's one idea of why, or it could be a production issue. It got
too what about hot your or boots, too cold. Your boot swivel. Did it swivel pretty
everything
good?
Else works fine.
These are so tight. I'm like, oh, they don't, one didn't swivel. And then when I went to the other one, it was fine. I'm like, oh, they do swivel. So I was so scared because I was really turning it and the leg was starting to like,
yes,
about it. And I'm like, oh my God. But then you heard like a snap, like, and it was, I think it's the wash that is just, you know, it created whatever seal and then the minute it broke, then I was able to like swivel the boot. But
I understand the wash should be applied on the individual pieces, let that dry and then put the figure together.
I think they were just dipping all the, they're like, dip them.
Maybe.
Dip them.
Yeah. Sure. The dip.
I mean, killer figure. I have so many accessories.
So good.
I freaking love that Conan. So,
yeah. It's great. All things considered, I mean, yes, do it.
So, yeah.
I'm very annoyed about the fused bicep. It is fixable. I've seen a lot of people do it. I guess it takes quite a bit of effort if it's really stuck. I saw Toy Bro Jared had got it in our Discord, and he's like, dude, that took way more effort than I thought it was.
Oh, that scares me.
Don't break your mezcos, everyone. If it's not moving after a little bit of pressure, maybe just put it underwater or
a blow dryer. Because I've seen they're completely out. Some people have put...
Yeah, don't do that.
To try to get replacements, and mezco's like, nope, we got no more Conans.
Yeah, on that note, my sod cutter's elbow broke, which pissed me off.
Damn.
But I contacted Mezco and they said they are going to replace it, but they're really backed up. So it's like an 8-week return. But yeah, his, I was trying to be really careful and his elbow, you know,
just snapped
completely. It just will not bend and it's just kind of bouncing around there. It really sucks. Really killed me. But, you know, if you order it from Mezco, I know there's people that says that you got this 10-day window. Yeah. It's not always true. Just it never hurts to email customercare@mezcotoys.com. Just tell them what the issue is, and more than likely we'll get you a replacement if you ordered direct from them. If you went through an outside retailer, you have to go through the retailer.
So what's the pre-orders for them?
Weird diversion there. But yeah, Toys Fair reveals, since Prime predicted Dick Tracy, I wanted to get his thoughts on the reveal that they had.
This is what they used to call Mario in the locker room, the old prune face. like before he was known as 796 Dance Studios, he was the old prune face,
old bald chin.
I don't know why. I was like, hey, shower time, boys. Oh, prune face. You go first.
Prune face strikes again. Cover it up.
Oh, man. Sorry, Mario. We love you. Yeah,
it's all out of love, Mario. What do you think about prune face?
I like it. I
do, too. I think it's cool.
It's awesome. I'm glad they're continuing Dick Tracy's Rogues Gallery because there's so much.
There's so much to pull from.
I mean, yeah.
And honestly... a lot of the Dick Tracy villains, it's really just the face that's different.
Yep.
I can see them reusing the body. Hopefully there's some changes as time goes on, but just giving us different head sculpts as time goes on.
Uh-huh.
You know, cause they're all just, you know, I can't even remember all the names, but
like they're all mobsters, but like the soft goods should be really good. They should all have coats. They have, you know, just the weapons are going to be really repetitive, but the looks on them, like the different suits, they all should be really vibrant.
I wonder if this is going to be a two-pack like they did with the first one, like two different villains, or maybe Prune Face and the kid.
Yeah, or Prune Face and a cop.
Prune Face and a cop would be cool. Yeah, that'd be a great idea.
Yeah,
Prune Face like, and old, Miss like, Prune they... Face.
Oh, man. Is there a Miss Prune Face?
There is. There actually is a Miss Prune Face character. Yeah. And she doesn't look like this. She's got actually a really weird face. It looks like she's wearing a mask or something.
Oh, I was gonna say, no, if they were to do like a cop and like that from that time frame, that would be a really cool 112 figure. But I'm excited. I think this encourages me too, because I haven't pre-ordered that 2-pack yet, even though I wanted Dick Tracy. I'm waiting just because I have so much pre-orders with them. Like I'm trying not to, like if I pre-order it, I'm not going to see it till like 20, till I look like Prune Face. Like I don't want a Mezco when I'm looking like Prune Face. I don't even know if I'm going to be here that long.
Yeah. He might not ever order another Mezco.
Like, am I going to be here by the time 89 Batman gets freaking shipped out?
I hope so. Speaking about that, that's one of the prizes revealed for Toys Fair. I think in week 3 is when that's going to be an available prize. I feel like that's more indication that we're going to get it soon. Wow. And it hasn't been delayed recently. It's due out at the end of this month, according to the Mezco site.
Yeah.
I hope that's the case. I feel like they wouldn't have put it as a prize unless they were sure that was coming.
Prize out. For what? Would they put a prize? Oh, okay. I'll ask later.
No. So they have a, you know, they do the word scramble.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
So one, I think in week 3, which is next week, they're going to do a giveaway. And one of the prize pack is the new Superman, 89 bats, and something else. So that's the prizes you're getting for winning that.
Hmm.
So
interesting.
if you know, if they're putting that as a prize, there's a good chance, I feel like, that it's coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, because usually they'll send out the prizes first, right? Before they...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or at least around the same time it's going to release.
That's crazy. That means that soup's about to get released then too.
Yeah, so that new soup's and 89 Batman, if this holds true, will be coming out soon.
That's crazy.
The other reveal, we've seen this before, so it's kind of weird they did it again. But G.I. Joe Firefly.
Yeah, I thought we saw this. Is this a different color? Or is this just the same color?
Same figure.
Oh, that's weird.
I don't know. I can't remember specifically when this was from, but we've definitely see the first comment here again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't get it. Maybe it's closer to being a pre-order.
Maybe last time they just showed the face. I don't know if we saw the whole thing.
They did, actually. It was very close up on his face.
Yeah.
The first time they showed it.
Yeah. And everybody looks. Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. The proof base was exciting, but the Firefly, I was like, it's hard to, you know, you get a Joe like this and it's $24.99 or sometimes even cheaper because they're on sale.
Yes.
And then, you know, why am I going to pay $100 when this does the job more than, you know, than what I need to? I don't know.
I'm in the same thought process. I'm sticking with classified if I'm going to collect Joes. Mezcos are great. Obviously, the soft goods are going to look awesome, but I don't want a $100 G.I. Joe figure when I don't have to spend that much.
Yeah.
These are, I think, the two main 112 reveals. There's been some Living Dead dolls that we have fans out there that like the Living Dead dolls. I'm sorry, we don't cover that here on the show, but
we're gatekeeping.
Yeah, right. gatekeepers on the Mezco content. This is our show, damn it. I'm excited to see what else they reveal. Other pre-orders, the Savage Crucible Kickstarter went live. If you guys haven't heard of Savage Crucible, you're probably living under the rock because it's been literally everywhere this last week. This new line of fantasy themed action figures. The Kickstarter went live. It still has 44 days to go, and it's more than doubled its pledge goal. So the goal was 120,000. It's at almost 300,000 right now. So this is definitely getting funded, excuse me. And I think it's all three waves have been unlocked. So wave one, wave two, wave one is the Lemurians, the lizard people. Wave two is the barbarians, which includes a Frazetta licensed character as well as some other stuff. And then wave three is the fish guys. I can't remember what they're called. Drawing a blank on the name. But you guys will probably be able to correct me in the comments on who the fish guys are. Let me see if I have it written down somewhere. Cult, the Abyss. That's what it is.
Okay.
All three waves are getting funded. I haven't backed this myself, but I'm planning on probably getting a few. I don't know if I'm going to go all in. Pretty exciting.
They look really good. Yeah, they look amazing.
They look really great. D-Amazing's been posting up some reviews. He got prototypes in hand. He's been generous enough to put his time aside to do reviews of those so you can kind of see what you're getting with these.
Again, what a time to collect, you know? And plenty. The plethora of action figures could... It's for any... Like, no matter what you're into...
Right.
Really, nowadays, it's like if you're into a certain era, boom, we got you. Sci-fi, boom. Fantasy, like comic book, movie, like it's crazy. Like I freaking love it. It's such a good time to be a collector.
It really is. You can really get anything that you're looking for out there. And if you guys went to the Savage Crucible website, this is only the beginning. They have so much concept art on there of other waves they could do.
Yeah.
Based on this Kickstarter alone, there's a lot of interest in this line. So very excited for those guys. If you want to learn more, there's been quite a few different podcasts that have had them on as guests. The one that comes to mind is Lost Cause Collective. Mm-hmm. Last Saturday they had him on, but I know there's been others that I'm not remembering right now. But yeah, really excited to see where this goes. I can't wait to start seeing people get these in hand. And I think eventually when they go on BBTS, they'll be about the same price. So if you don't have to get on the Kickstarter, there's 44 days to go. There's no rush to back it. You want to wait until the last day, you can do that.
Nice.
Last but not least, we'll do, I guess, some McFarlane because we never talk about McFarlane.
Sure.
They're releasing this new Dark Knight trilogy.
I mean, one, who asked for this? Who's asking for Dark Knight trilogy figures? Like, really, who the heck is asking? Not just, I just want to know who the hell is asking for Dark Knight trilogy figures, because I feel like
it's pretty old news at this point.
Right. But on a plus note, I'm glad that you only need three of them to make Bane. You only need Bats, Joker, and who's the other guy?
Yeah, Scarecrow? I don't know. Or Two-Face. Scarecrow, Two-Face. Joker comes with all this money.
Stack of money, yes. And that's all I want. That I just want the stack of money. Like, someone can take that Joker. I want the stack of money.
Yeah.
But I thought it was really cool. You only need to buy the three figures. But it shows there, it says a bundle set for four for Bane. So maybe you do need all four.
I think Joker's the one that doesn't come with the Bane piece.
No, he comes with his head and head. See?
Oh, he does. Hands. Oh,
okay. And 36 Never mind. Hands.
Never mind.
So, yeah. But again, $89 hands. Four figures, and you get the fit, the build fit. Okay, it's cool. Like, again, it's Toddy Mac. Their sizes are going to be all over the place. I don't know who told them, hey, Dark Knight Trilogy, now is the time to jump on this, Toddy Mac. I don't know where is he? He's like delayed. I don't know. He's getting his info from 10, 15 years ago. It is a
weird timing for sure. Is. Yeah. But maybe if you've been looking for, you know, $20 McFarlanes, this is right up your alley.
And there, I mean, go. The pictures, they look really good. Aesthetically, I was very impressed. I was like, oh, wow. I got a little bit excited. I was like, ooh. And then I saw the props. I'm like, okay, good props, good paint apps.
Yeah.
You know, his price point's killer, because you want to talk price point, like, Hasbro's been dumping a bunch of pre-orders for some of their newer legends. And I think the most recent was the Retro Kraven. Called it. I was like, $27.99 for just the Kraven and his staff. No extra hands. No extra nothing. Like, that's bonkers.
Very.
That only makes me step out even more out of Legends. I'm like, I'm done. Like, I'm. Right. I love it. I can appreciate it from a fan from a fan's point of view, but I don't see myself collecting them any further unless they go on sale. Because that's the other thing. There's so much of them. Like, my Target, I saw the pegs and it's like $7, $11. They're all gone. But I was like, damn, somebody picked up a bunch of Legends from the cheap.
Cheap, yeah. And to your point, if you got this wave from the McFarlane Toy Store at $90, you're getting five figures for $90. That's $18 a figure. That's cheap.
Yeah, that's cheap.
In today's market.
Yeah.
One last little McFarlane thing I wanted to talk about, because I just thought it was really cool. The Bat Boat.
The Bat Boat.
I think this is awesome. I know it's not for everyone. Oops.
Is it the 66? No, I can't see it. Oh, is it the 66? That's true. The 66 Bat Boat?
It is.
Oh, and I saw he came with the Bat Cycle too, with the sidecar. Right. Is that for the smaller, his smaller line? Yeah, that looks really, is that, they're like 5 inches, right?
Yeah, this is for the smaller line. I don't know if you can make some modifications within the boat.
That'd be really cool.
Bigger figures, but I just think this is a really cool idea, especially for knowing how cheap their vehicles are.
Yeah.
Because to your point, I've picked up the car.
Yeah.
I've picked up the Bat Cycle with the sidecar. I picked them up just because they're cheap. I mean, I go in there, I'm like, $25 for this? That's a no-brainer.
That's a nice display piece. You can have it in the background.
Yeah. I feel like if I see this, I'm going to try to get this for the summer so I can put it in my pool and do some shots.
Yeah, for sure.
Batman and Robin riding in the boat. I just think it's cool.
Yeah, if I see that motorcycle with the sidecar, I'm definitely picking that up.
It's a really cool piece. I liked it. Yeah. Another thing, if you're into their little dios, they're doing a... What?
I just cracked up with the sign. It's like the pole. It's like Dick.
What's this? Dick and Bruce.
Dick and Bruce. It's just all I think is ambiguously gay duo. Like, that's all I think. I'm like, man. I see that and I'm like, oh my God. Like, thanks, SNL. Ruined 66 Batman for me.
Pretty much. I know exactly what you're talking about, too.
Yeah.
I like these little dials that they do.
Would they really have their name things on their on the poles? Like, Robin couldn't jump on the other pole?
Does it really matter?
That's what I want to know. You stick to your pole. Don't touch my pole. You stick to your pole. I'll stick to my pole. Don't put your hands on my pole. Like,
yeah, and then he's talking. You know, when we were going out on that crime last night, you went down my pole, and I don't appreciate that.
I don't think that's the way that he would start. I don't think he would wait the next day to be like, hey, last night you went down. Alfred's like, did I just walk in on, like, what are you guys talking about?
It's oh, like, my.
Bruce, this is what I, this is what I told you. You got to be careful.
Oh,
all, and that's when Alfred was like, let's put names on the polls. So this way we don't have Dick going down on your poll okay. when you don't want him to go down on your poll.
Oh, this is going so south.
Oh, but I just, the name thing was cracking me up. I'm like, why would they label them? Like,
I was going to talk about that too. So I'm glad that you brought it up because I'm just like, what? And then it says access to Batcave via bat poles. Like, obviously, that's where that's going.
Like, where else would, and then
why the labeling?
Why the labeling? Someone's in there walking around. They're like, hey, do you have a Batcave underneath here? Like, no. Wait, but it has your name and it has Dick's name on there. And it says, like, it's literally telling people, hey,
right. If somebody stumbled across this, you basically just told them everything.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
I love
well,
the attention
the
to detail. I just don't get the labeling of everything.
Yeah. Maybe it was like that in the show. I can't really remember. I'm sure somebody in the comments is going to let us know. But
yeah.
I think this is a cool dial piece. The Batcave, even though these are a little bit smaller, made for smaller figures, these work well for shots. And they're cheap again. I think what was it? The Batcave was like $25.
Yeah.
Really cheap.
I remember you bought it. It was a little small bit. Again, you know, force
you can
perspective.
Use it as background pieces.
Yeah, for sure.
Mess with the perspective. It works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's cool to have like a classic Bat and Robin like that.
I think so too. Cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Plastic Confessions. I'm just going to be honest. I'm getting a token this week. We're both getting tokens? Holy
tokens.
Crap.
Hey, after last week's haul, come on.
True.
I can get a break. Even 78 points said, like, kudos.
Congrats on the haul.
Yeah, congrats on the soak. I get a pass. I get a hop pass this week.
I don't really have that to justify me not having any new figures. I just don't have new figures this week. I'm going into a toy show this weekend where I'm going to sell. So lately I've been just stopping picking up stuff.
Nice.
I'm going to be offloading a lot. Whatever I don't sell at the show, I'll probably be posting on Instagram. I've got a lot of Mezco I'm bringing. I'm pretty excited for that.
Good luck. My Mezco does not sell when I take them.
Really? I mean, they're expensive. Yeah. You got to find the right buyers for sure.
Yeah.
I'm hoping because it's around tax season.
Yeah, for sure.
And around bonus season, people are getting bonuses, tax returns right now. I hope it's a better time to sell. And that's why I'm bringing kind of the big guns with the Mezcos.
Oh, hey-o.
So we'll see. I'll keep you guys posted. I'm going with AZ Toy Hunters Guild, Mike.
Nice.
A lot of guys from the community, from the Arizona community, TBLA, Thomas, he's going to be there. Los Vikings Collectibles, all those guys, Betamax, all you guys. I can't wait to see you.
That's awesome.
So I'm really looking forward to that. All right. So that was a quick plastic confession. Going into Nasty Nate's Dirty Trick. Again, much like last week with the hashtags, not really focusing on photography this week. I'm just focusing on the importance of taking breaks.
Nice.
Slowing down if you feel like you want to slow down. If you've got other things that you're focused on, do that. I think everybody's so worried to step away from Instagram. I'm going to lose followers. I'm going to lose, my placeholder in the community, whatever that, I don't know what your reasoning is.
Yeah.
I've started caring a lot less about that. Like, I'll post when I want to post. I'll post when I have new content. Truthfully, I just haven't really had time or the energy or the passion to do new photos for the last few weeks. And so I just haven't really been posting.
Yeah.
It's kind of been a breath of fresh air. I've been reading more, playing more games because I feel like it's always a balance between the two.
Yeah.
Spending obviously quality time with my wife. But I think it's good to do that every once in a while. Just kind of step away from social media, focus on yourself, and then you might come back with renewed passion. You know, I feel like it's going to hit me at some point. I know I'll get the itch. I'm just kind of riding this wave right now. So if you guys are struggling for ideas, if you feel like you're always running against time and you feel pressure to post, you're putting that pressure on yourself. Because from what I've seen, people walk away, they come back and they get just as much support as they did when they were there a month ago. These are your friends, I think, out in the community. So not just going to dip out because you're not posting. And if people do, then that's on them. But I just don't worry about that. You know, obviously, we all want to grow and keep expanding our presence in social media. But it's just not as important to me sometimes. Don't be afraid to take breaks. It's healthy to do it. And it might give you some renewed perspective. I've got a couple of notes about ideas that I have. At some point, I'll execute them. But yeah, figure aficionado. I alluded to this last week. We got two submissions from one of the guys that listens to us. I Fought a Lion. He gave us two different names to highlight as a figure aficionado. So I wanted to cover his second pick. And his name is The Suspense. Seller Nangle.
Okay.
Seller FN Angel. I'll say it like that.
Yeah. Okay.
And this guy, he's a dial maker. He likes to he collects a lot of legions. He builds his own dials. You can see he's in the process of building a new one here.
Oh, that looks cool. That was very, man. That's some of those big dials. I wish I had the patience and the ability to take something. Yeah, that looks like it's going to be epic. That's freaking cool.
Yeah, this one was cool because you kind of see him start the idea and then form it into something else. I think it's interesting that I think he's using
like the progress.
Yeah, cardboard as his base, maybe,
and then adds on that.
And then adds then on top of that. It looks
super realistic. Like, that's freaking amazing.
Yeah, when you add
on these never guessed. Like that. No. Yeah, I would never guess. Oh, it's made out of cardboard. You automatically think, oh, it's foam. But yeah, there's a lot of awesome dot makers out there.
Yeah. I just respect the skill, the hustle, like you said, the time, the dedication it takes to build stuff like this. I've got zero talent when it comes to dios or crafting things with my hands like that. So I really love enjoying seeing people that have this kind of talent for it.
Definitely got to have vision.
Yeah, you got to have the vision, right? And you got to express your creativity in some way or another. Yeah. You know, whether it's taking toy photography or building dios or customizing figures, you got to have some kind of creative outlet. So I respect this guy's kind of just doing his own thing. You can see he dabbles a little bit in toy photography, very heavy into the Legions game. And does some great shots, you know, like this one. He probably made this dial. Cool. He did all this himself. That's like pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go check him out. Give him a follow. He seems like a really awesome guy. And thank you again to I Fought a Lion, Luke, for giving us those two figure aficionados. If you guys are listening and you're like, man, my friend needs to be recognized.
Yep.
Let us know who they are. Send us a DM or put it in the comments below. We really do try to highlight other members of the community. I was not following this guy. I was unaware of who he was, but he just gained a few more followers just from being featured here.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what it's about. We just want to shine a spotlight on accounts like this. So shout out to you, Cody. Keep doing what you're doing, man. I think it's awesome. And please go follow him and show him some support. All right. Well, we've reached the end again. Sad times.
We made it. That's that time, folks. Let us know what were some of your takeaways. What did you like? What did you want to add to the conversation? What are your thoughts? And as always, it's been a pleasure. Hopefully you're enjoying your Sunday. Get ready. Make sure you take down note of our schedule changes. And hopefully we match your pay period. So when those super chats get turned on, because that's what our goal is this year. We need to hit at the very bare minimum. We should be at 1K. We need your help. Spread the word.
Yes.
Tell your kids, tell your kids' teachers, tell your boss, tell your neighbor, tell your wife's friends, tell everybody you know about the figure booth.
Spread the rumors. And if you have to get them to subscribe, maybe start some beef.
Start beef. At the very minimum, you should be starting beef with people. The minute you're done listening to Figure Booth, go start some beef left and right. Push your kid down to some pillows or something. I don't know.
I mean, it makes sense to me.
Yeah, it's,
sure. Every time I listen to the Figure Booth, I'm like, I'm going to go start beef now.
Awesome. Man, yeah, what a killer episode we had.
Yeah, great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Like we talked about, leave a comment below. If you're not subscribed, make sure you subscribe to the Figure Booth. Hit the notification bell. Like Prime says, our goal for this year is growth. We want to get bigger, have more followers. I'm just looking at you.
I'm sorry. Okay, yes, we're trying to get the
channel to grow. Yes. All right, that's what I'm getting at. So please make sure you're subscribed if you're not already. And yes, please join us next Monday or upcoming Monday tomorrow for Motivation Monday. We'll be back again. Thank you guys for tuning in. Prime, where can they find you?
Well, they can find me all under Prime to the First under on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. What about you?
You guys can find me on Instagram, Vero, and Facebook at @fingerfan_Nate. Thank you all for tuning in. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you next time.
Later, guys.